Audio 270. 1. What's the difference between men's and women's preference on cars?
Well, I think for women, as they get older, their preferences change. When they are young, you know, my age, 18, they do like the idea of owning a nice sports car like a Ferrari. But as they get older and are thinking more about family and security, they would prefer something like an SUV. Men, on the other hand, never really grow up and always just want the Ferrari.
2. Are there any decisions that can be better made by women and other decisions that can be better made by men?
If I'm honest, I would say yes. There are definitely some decisions that can be better made by my girlfriend than I. Just please don't tell her that I told you that. I think decisions that are more emotionally based, like family, can be better made by women, whereas men, I believe, are better at the logical ones. I'm sure this isn't true for all men and women, but it certainly is for me.
3. Do you think men and women generally do the same things in their leisure time?
I think so, yes. And I don't think it has anything to do with age either. What I mean by this is that teenagers, whether they are girls or boys, enjoy hanging out with their friends at the movies, or even going out together and playing badminton or something. Middle-aged people, and even the older people, may do different things to the younger, but the different sexes will still enjoy going to the movies together, or maybe going out for a nice meal.
4. Do men and women tend to read the same types of books? Oh, definitely not. I can really only speak for myself and my circle of friends, but all the boys I know would not read a romance novel even if you paid them, whereas the girls can't get enough of them. The male of our species, as far as I know, just enjoy action, thriller, or maybe even a good spy novel. The pace has got to be fairly quick, or they just get bored. Us females, however, are quite happy to let the story slowly develop so that we can really appreciate the characters and what is happening to them. 5. Do men and women have different attitude on shopping for clothes? Oh my goodness, yes! I really don't think you could have a wider difference in attitude on any subject if you tried. My father, my uncles, and all of my good friends who are male simply and totally hate shopping. The mere suggestion of going to a shopping mall to have a look around will send them into a panic. This can be useful sometimes, as if I want some new outfits, I can always persuade my mother to come with me and my dad to pay.